Hi, this is Norman Jay on 107.3. It's the Still Rockin' Show. Every week I bring to you a good mixture of music from the 60s, 70s and 80s, rock and roll, jazz and your requests. I hope you're going to enjoy the rest of the hour with me on the Still Rockin' Show. We're here every week at the same time, so please join me on a regular basis. And don't forget, I have your voice on the radio. Thanks for joining me once again on the Still Rockin' Show. This week we've got a special. It's all about Strawberry Studios in Manchester. All about the people that worked there, the people that recorded there, and how the Beatles had influence on this particular recording studio 10 years after they started to make their way through the charts and through their career in music. So stay with us for the next hour and enjoy the story of Strawberry Studios.
It's all right.
Facility, Strawberry Studios, was originally called the Inner City Studios and was located above a music store in the town centre. That was Stockport. It was opened by Peter Tattersall in 1968. He was a former road manager for Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas. And Tattersall invited Eric Stewart, the lead guitarist of the Mindbenders, to join him. The partnership was successful, and before they knew where they were moving to larger premises. And Stewart chose the name of the new studios, which was Strawberry Studios, which was in honour of his favourite Beatles song, Strawberry Fields Forever.
Although I took the name as an image.
We had this thing called the Mellotron that we did the intro of Strawberry Fields on. This, in fact, is one of them. We had flutes on there, and... This is the intro.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to nothing is real. Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever.
Within months of the studio relocating to larger premises and it being called Strawberry, a local singer-songwriter called Graham Gouldman joined the pair of investors. The studio was used by Stuart Gouldman and other musicians who would join them to form, eventually, 10cc. That's where we're going, folks. Lol Cream and Kevin Godley, amongst other artists like Joy Division, Neil Sedaka, Barclay James Harvest, The Smiths, The Stone Roses and Paul McCartney, used the studios. The guys got a boost by two American producers, Cassanets and Katz. It was a deal that would bring them a lot of money. They booked the studio for 3 months. They wanted Godley and Cream to record some songs of theirs. Anyway, the new recording equipment was installed, and for the first time they had a four-track recording studio. And the guys between them recorded a demo song to use the new equipment. The demo song became the hit single, Neanderthal Man, and it was released under the name of Hot Legs. So, this was the first song recorded on the new four-track system in Strawberry Studios. You can clearly hear, I think, the influence of the Beatles on it, in the way it was recorded. And it was an experiment, and they recorded the drums four times. And I think you can hear that because you can hardly hear the vocals, and I've tried other tracks or recordings of this song, and they're all the same. Anyway, Hot Legs. The name came from a young girl that used to be on the reception at Strawberry Studios who used to wear very short hot pants. And the guys used to call her Hot Legs.
Let's
That was 10cc. Yes, The Things We Do For Love. And while you've been listening to that track, I've been reading an article, and Stuart had a phone call from Philips, the recording company, about the Neanderthal Man. And they said that they liked the track, but they couldn't hear the vocals. And Stuart said he wasn't particularly happy with it himself, but it was an experiment. Anyway, they agreed to release it, and it became a number one. There was also another hitch. They blew one of the components on the mix at Philips, which cost £1,200 to repair the desk, and it was the frequency of the end of the song, where they used a sheet of steel that was going to be used as a fire door in the studio, and they hit it with a great big hammer to form the clash at the end of the song, and the frequency was so high that it blew the component in the studios at Philips. There we are. Anyway, without Godley and Cream, and without the investments, there wouldn't have been the equipment to record that demo. So here is a Godley and Cream song, Cry.
Sound of my tears falling.
That was Godly and Cream and Cry. And if you can remember, they were recording some songs for Kazanet and Katz, a couple of guys from America who had a Supercake Productions. Neil Sedaka heard some of the stuff that they were doing and said, hey, where did you record this stuff? And he told them it was at Strawberry Studios in the UK. And Neil Sedaka said, hey, would those guys record my new album? Well, Neil recorded two albums at Strawberry Studios. One was the Solitaire album, recorded in 1972, and the Tralala Days album, 1973. And here's a couple of tracks from Neil Sedaka.
Solitaire. and keeping to himself begins to deal. And still the king of hearts is well concealed. Another losing game comes to an end, and he deals them out again. A little home goes up in smoke. Just how it goes, goes without saying. There was on around him everywhere. He's playing solitaire, and keeping to himself begins to deal. And still the king of hearts is well concealed. Another game comes to an end, and deals them out again. And solitaire's the only game in town, and every road that takes him down, while life goes on around everywhere. He's playing solitaire.
Another band that came from the recording studios of Strawberry were Barclay James Harvest, a band that were from Saddleworth in Yorkshire. John Lees, Lee Holroyd, Stuart Woolley Woolson Home, and Neil Pritchard were the band members. They started around 1970, and they were still releasing songs in 2002. They were a soft rock band, and they toured Europe, and they were very big in Germany and lots of places like that. And they're still very well liked, and as I say, they recorded not so long ago in 2002. This is a song called Suicide.
I woke up to a feeling that was cold. By my side, you had gone with the sunrise, leaving tears in my eyes. I got up with a feeling of an end. Emptiness inside, to the noise of the sidewalk and the silence of
Another coincidence. In 1978, I recorded my first single, One Fine Day, in a studio called Pennine. Now, Pennine Studios was in Oldham, which is just round the corner from Saddleworth, where Barclay James Harvest came from, and, would you believe, they owned the studios. It was in a very old church, and it was a big space, actually, and they recorded a lot of big bands there and choirs. My promoter was the same promoter as Barclay James Harvest, John Needham, and we were both tied to the same publisher, We'll Need Music. And here's another song by Barclay James Harvest, Mr. Sunshine.
I am walking in a dream, everything I touch it isn't real. People aren't just what they seem, and I really don't know what to feel. Mr. Sunshine's not for me. I don't mind the sky of blue or the honey clouds that wander by. When that orange thing comes through, I must look away or think I'll die. Mr. Sunshine's not for me. Mr. Sunshine's not for me. I'll never see, and I kiss your light 100 times.
you shine your rays on me. I must hide my head or lose my mind. Mr. Sunshine's not for me. Said I am mad, said the things were saner in his day. But I didn't listen, Dad, all the words you said I threw away. Mr. Sunshine's not for me. Mr. Sunshine's not for me. Mr. Sunshine's not for me.
Now, I mustn't lose track about what this programme's all about, and originally it was about 10cc. So, we're going to play another track from 10cc, and it's one of my favourites. Still to come is The Stone Roses, The Smiths, and some more from Paul McCartney.
There is a cold lasagna suspended in the air.
You're listening to The Still Rockin' Show on 107.3 with me, Norman Jay.
Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and the young and the alive. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out. Because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if the tent on truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. And in the darkened underpass I thought, oh God, my chance has come at last. But then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out. Take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one all along. Oh, I haven't got one. Under a double-decker bus,
Paul McCartney is in Strawberry Studios, but he's not recording himself. He's recording some of his songs, but singing the songs is his brother Mike. Mike McCartney? No, he changed his name to Mike McGear. Do you remember that? Anyway, at this time, Paul McCartney had all his gear in the studio, and at the same time, 10cc were recording their last album called Sheet Music, which they reckon was the best album they did. But this is about Mike McGear, and we're going to hear him now with a song called Leave It, which was written by his brother Paul, and it's a great song.
Satisfied. nowhere.
Super song written by Paul McCartney and sung by Mike McGear. I really enjoyed it, and I've not heard it before, so I'm going to now look on YouTube and find out all about Mike McGear and the album. And we're going to finish off with two songs. One by the Stone Roses, which I find acceptable for my programme. My type of music and your type of music, because the Stone Roses can be a bit wild sometimes. And we're going to finish off with another song by 10cc. But I hope you've enjoyed listening to me, Norma J, and the Still Rocking Show on this strawberry special. Yeah, we'll call it a strawberry special on an August day. And we'll see you same time, same place next week. And don't forget, if you want a request on the show, text me on 617 162 264, or you can email me, norman@normanj.net.
concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other. I say, I don't like cricket.
Rocking on Radio Carla with Norman Jay on 107.3 every Saturday at 3. Good music, information, and hopefully a little bit of chat, and certainly some of your requests.